Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's a blow to some of her starry-eyed supporters. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she has no plans to run for president 2 years from now. She says her focus is winning re-election to the Senate this year. Warren spoke to a receptive audience at a town hall in Dorchester last night, and WBUR's Anthony Brooks took in the show.
Think of it as the Elizabeth Warren Show. Last night it came to the Boston Teachers Union Hall in Dorchester. Act 1. Acknowledge the challenge of being a progressive Democrat from Massachusetts in Donald Trump's Washington.
These are tough times. It's grim out there. It is really grim out there.
Act 2. Don't let the grimness of Trump's presidency get you down.
And I am optimistic. And I want to tell you why I'm optimistic.
Which brings us to Act 3. People are energized and they're fighting back against President Trump. From the massive Women's March the day after he was inaugurated, to the fight to save Obamacare, to the push by young people for an end to gun violence after Parkland.
And they are going to make sure that America makes the changes that make all of our kids safer. And I want to say one more. Since I'm in the House of the Teachers, anybody notice who else is speaking up? The teachers in Oklahoma, the teachers in West Virginia, teachers in Kentucky.
Act 4, it has to be said, is kind of grim, her optimism notwithstanding. It's all about what ails America, a country that once invested in education and highways and in the middle class, and then starting around 1980 began cutting taxes on the rich. Productivity continued to grow, but the benefits accrued to a smaller and smaller group at the top.
100%, it's 99.6, but with rounding error, 100% of all new income growth in this country from 1980 forward has gone to the top 10% in America.
Then it's on to Act 5, a rallying cry to join the fight so that Democrats can win in November and end the assault on the middle class, the free press, the judiciary, and democracy itself. It is worth noting that the economic trend that she describes occurred over many years under Republicans and Democrats. But back to the show, when it's time to open it up to questions from a very friendly Boston audience.
Senator Warren, it is an honor to meet you, be here today. I've only seen you on television.
Well, I'm glad to meet you today.
And you look better in person.
Oh, rude. Tell me your name.
My name is Andre Johnson.
Hi, Andre. I like your cap.
Thank you. Thank you. I wore it especially just for this event.
Good. Good.
Andre Johnson says while he appreciates Warren's optimism, he doesn't share it. In fact, he says he feels powerless to change things. Then he asks her this.
If you can you explain your position on whether President Trump should be impeached or not?
Warren won't mention impeachment. Not yet, anyway.
This is serious business. I believe it is absolutely critical that the special counsel, Mueller, be allowed to complete his investigation in full, with no interference from anyone. And then we take whatever are the appropriate next steps.
There were also questions about the opioid addiction crisis, about education, the high cost of housing. Warren's answers were invariably about the need for more government investment. She said that might even help the T.
If everything was a 10-minute ride on the T and the T-O, as long as we're dreaming, had new and shiny cars, right, that smelled good, right?
And finally, no Elizabeth Warren show is complete without the question. Last night, there was an added punch from Republican State Rep. Jeff Diehl, who's running to replace Warren in Washington. In a statement, Diehl criticized her for being more focused on running for president than doing her job. And he challenged her to sign a pledge to serve the full 6-year term, presumably if she beats Diehl. So twice last night, reporters asked her if she will run for president or finish her Senate term. And twice she said this.
I'm running for the United States Senate in 2018. I am not running for president of the United States. That's my plan.
So that's her plan for now. And just to be sure, we'll ask her again at the next Elizabeth Warren Show. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.